Welcome. My name is Barry Ingram, back again to talk to you about specific parts of the accounting system or tax system, whatever it may be called. On this occasion, we're going to be talking about the CIS deduction scheme for subcontractors. We sometimes ask ourselves, why do we get deducted CIS and why do we have to? Well, back in 1972, the HMRC were worried about the foreign people or not so English people, if you like, working for building sites and doing subcontracting work, and worried about them going back home to their other countries and not paying the tax. Well, of course, there are lots of English people as well doing subcontractors, labouring and skilled work, and being paid but not paying their taxes. So to encourage people to do their tax returns and pay the right tax, there came a scheme called Construction Industry Scheme, which made sure the contractors deducted the relative percentage rate of their tax liability to cover their national insurance and their tax, class four national insurance and their tax. So therefore, a deduction was started at 25% of their gross. £100 would be a deduction of £25, you getting £75. Well, the CIS scheme has carried on now for a great number of years. And here we are today with probably the third generation of the CIS deduction scheme. Limited companies and sole traders alike do actually have to have a deduction of now 20%. And if you're unverified, the system, not contacted HMRC and just go out and work as a subcontractor, contractors have to deduct 30%, which is an extra 10%. And it encourages you, of course, then to become verified, which is, of course, of you ringing up the HMRC and telling them the UTR number, national insurance number, to make sure that you're in the system to submit self-assessments and the like, and then, of course, pay your tax. A deduction, of course, is then held in HMRC, and any taxes, if it's smaller, the amount would be refunded to you. The complicated system of refunding is of course, very easy for accountants, but also turned easier to do with self-assessments if filed on time. But it's a little bit more convoluted with limited companies because it's corporation tax. Submissions have to go in first. That may well turn out that you have less tax due to pay. But the corporation tax system is a separate entity, if you like, a separate department than the CIS collection department. They just calculate your liabilities. And of course, the CIS deduction scheme department in the HMRC just calculate what you should be deducted before you get the money. Now, they don't talk to each other until you actually say, hey, I've got some deductions, or hey, I've got a liability. So in your claim for a rebate or refund for your self-assessment, or a rebate through the separate system for corporation tax scheme through the PAYE, the CIS deduction team would then contact simply by email, believe it or not by walking across the office, by email, until the other part of the services replies and says, yes, there is a deduction, or yes, there is a liability. It cannot be worked out by default, and they're not going to do it without you asking. So you pay your liability and get a net difference back after you've asked for a claim. Or if you do decide to do the troublesome way of leaving your liability to be covered by your CIS deduction, you may get letters in the post harassing you to pay your CIS, your liabilities, and then you'd have to tell them that you've got some suffer tax sitting there, and that can be a pain. So the best way forward is to pay your CIS deductions and also collect your refund later, and then, of course, submit your liability for corporation tax or personal tax, pay that, and then, of course, the net position will be claimed. No letters or overdues will be sent to you. Different entities, different tax departments, don't talk to each other. Self-assessment, you tell us, they pay you after checking the documents. Okay, thank you very much for listening. It's Barry Ingram from Barry Ingram Accounts. See you soon. Bye-bye for now.